It's the radio segment that's bummed out today because his business just declared bankruptcy.
Oh, buddy. No.
Instead of taking junk from your house, he was bringing crap to it.
Oh. Okay, that's he's not the a good one that's been doing it.
1-800-YOU-NEED-JUNK?
Oh, yeah.
Don't call it anymore. It's Laser Stories. The segment where
we're going to put this broken chair on your porch. I'll see you guys later.
We're going to read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other left swipes just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Glasgow, Scotland. 64-year-old John Devlin was walking down the street in his hometown when he saw a man he didn't know that needed help.
Oh,
oh no.
It was 46-year-old Paul Hartley. And he was on his hands and knees attempting to fix his bike.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Even though John was coming home from working a graveyard shift, he still stopped and asked if Paul needed a hand.
Oh my God.
And he went on to say that he's had bikes before, so he could probably help fix it.
Aww.
That's awesome, man.
He's like the one kind person left in
the
world.
Yeah, literally.
So Paul thanked him and said, okay. But midway through the repair, John noticed something very strange. Not only did the bike look like his old bike, but it had the exact same distinctive stickers and helmet attached to it.
Wait a minute.
No.
Hold on.
That's when it dawned on John he was fixing his own stolen bicycle.
Now he's way too nice.
But before he could even utter the words, "This is my bike," the thief figured out what was happening and he grabbed it and ran off.
It was double stolen?
Oh my gosh.
John chased him down the street, and since the bike wasn't completely fixed, he was able to catch Paul.
There we go.
He tackled him to the ground and held him there until police were able to arrive. And then John finally fixed his old bike.
Oh, no.
And he rode home.
Attaboy.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of Texas. A married couple named Jared and Christy Owens were flying to Las Vegas for a weekend getaway earlier this month.
Fun!
Everything was going smoothly until they went to check their bags, and one of them was 5 pounds over the limit.
Ugh, so annoying.
And what is that going to be, like a $200 fine or something?
Dude, like? I don't know. You just put it on, and then you open it up and put every sweater you own or whatever you're wearing on right then.
And so they asked the agent if she could give them a pass and check it without giving them a fee.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was not allowed.
Yeah, which is obvious.
So they opened it up to see if they could rearrange some things, and there, inside the suitcase, was their 5-pound dog.
Oh my God!
No!
She's a little chihuahua named Icky.
Oh, Icky!
Oh, we have a picture.
Yep. I want to see a picture.
Oh, she's an older dog.
Icky
she's got
just
white.
Wanted to come on vacation.
Wait, did Icky? Did they put Icky in there on purpose?
They did not. The couple was shocked and had no clue she was in there. They did not know what to do.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. But in the picture, Icky's inside a cowboy boot.
Oh, Jesus.
Just so cute.
I love her.
Well, a Southwest Airlines agent named Kathy Cook volunteered to babysit Icky for them until they got back from their trip.
What? Wow. No way.
And they took her up on the offer.
Wow, dude. You know, so I always have liked Southwest, and I just got to like them more now.
Do you think they'll take my kids for the weekend?
No, they will
shove
not.
Them in a suitcase and show up.
actually lose these children on purpose for you if you like.
I didn't know. Anybody want to take them?
As wild as the story is and how cool it was of Kathy to help, Jared admitted this could have easily been a very tragic story.
Oh, yeah,
the dog
sure.
probably wouldn't have lived.
If the bag was not overweight, Icky wouldn't have been discovered and could have died in there. So.
Lack of oxygen,
dude,
I think.
Dude, can you imagine getting to Vegas and opening your bag?
Oh, Brooke, don't even mention it.
They really would have been yelling Icky then.
Yeah. So the couple is very thankful for the airline's stringent policy now.
Yeah.
Which is the first time that anyone's ever been thankful for an airline's stringent policy.
Yes.
This next laser story is out of Japan. There's an airline in the Far East called Peach.
That's cute.
Cute.
And they just started a promotion that's getting international attention. Because when you're at your gate waiting for your flight, you can use their vending machines to see if you're the lucky winner of a mystery plane ticket.
Oh, that's fun.
What is that clip being played?
I don't know. It's mystery. Yeah. That's the mystery part, Jose.
So each vending machine is filled with a bunch of plastic capsules. It costs $45 a piece.
Whoa. Wow.
Like pricey. A raffle.
Yeah, it's like a gamble, man.
Cool.
So once you put in your credit card and buy a small container, there's a code inside for a plane ticket that you can type in on their website, and it tells you where exactly your mystery destination is.
Whoa.
Oh, wait. So you get a flight no matter what?
It sounds like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's sweet.
And they're doing it at two different airports, and each machine has a list of a dozen different cities in Japan that you'll potentially fly to.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it's only domestic flights.
I was going to say, wow, is it international at all?
No.
I'm not going to be going to Tahiti with this thing.
Still, I'd go anywhere in Japan. That sounds awesome. You got to start in Japan, though, huh?
The question is, would you be willing to pay $45 for a ticket to a place that you don't necessarily want to go to?
Yeah, there's some couple cities I wouldn't go to in our
country. I
don't
know if I
want to
go alone, if I want it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right, too.
You know?
But if you would, then maybe it's time to ride the peach.
Is that a saying now? I don't
think
it is.
It should be the saying.
I don't think it should be the saying.
Come on aboard. Ride the peach.
No way. I think it's dirty. Whatever you said, don't Google it.
Like, just like I wouldn't ride Eggplant Airlines.
I think Peach Airline stock just shot up 700% when I said that. So you're welcome, Peach. This next laser story is out of Fashion Forward HQ. If you're looking in the mirror this morning and you instantly thought, ugh, I look like crap.
Well,
okay. You might just be high fashion.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Because apparently the latest trend in beauty is extreme exhaustion.
Oh, fuck, you're so stylish.
Thank you.
Look at me. I'm Heidi Klum. Yeah.
The bigger the bags under your eyes, the better.
Oh, my God. My grandmother always said, those aren't bags. Those are bedroom eyes. They're very romantic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fashion world's giving credit to actress and model Sarah Carstens. A few months ago, she posted a video where she smeared makeup underneath her eyes in an effort to mimic those dark circles that you'd see in the very tired or very sick people.
I'm guessing because she's still in her early 20s, so she just doesn't have them naturally yet.
That's like the girls that dye their hair gray. And they're it looks so hot.
Yeah.
And that video apparently inspired a lot of designers who took the idea and ran with it.
What?
I'm into it. Yeah. Let's make chubby brown guys also popular. Then I'm going to be just
high. I think you're high fashion.
Thank you.
Now the fashionistas are making dark circles even more glam by adding bejeweled eye bags to the look.
Wow, that's a statement.
Do I look tired or do I just look rich?
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, your overworked, underpaid, tired look is now finally eye-catching.
Yeah.
Think again.
Oh.
Because bad hair, bad clothes, and a sour view on the world are still just as unattractive as they ever were.
Oh, so you're like half-fashioned.
So close.
We have to be rich and put together everywhere else.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I say, whatever you're working with, keep your chin up.
Okay.
Or as this guy says, keep your shell up.
He
can't keep it down at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even if you try. The Sound Means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.